Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Not going to be a dumpster fire day, Bandit. What's wrong?
Yeah, it's some nice guy on out. Twitch, Bandit.
It's nice.
He's having a dumpster fire day. I was like, I know. Sometimes we watch people talk on this thing. They chat. I know that dude like had sex with his girlfriend's sister or something. So I figure he's just one of those guys, man.
Yeah.
When you have sex with your girlfriend's sister, you put yourself in a real category. I'm not judging. I've just never had a girlfriend with a sister.
I was going to say, maybe the opportunity just presented itself, because I don't think I've ever had an opportunity.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't. If I had the opportunity, right. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
That said, it's a certain type of guy that would do that. And, that type of guy tends to have dumpster fire days. Usually because we bring them upon ourselves. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah. True. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Live your life in a world where, like, you would sleep with your girlfriend's sister, if you live your life and that, like, appalls you, I assume you have less dumpster fire days because you bring less trouble to yourself.
That's
normal. Look, you're trying to fight it, but it's true.
I get
all three of us are those types of guys, and all three of us have dumpster fire days constantly on things that we've done ourselves, to ourselves.
100% right.
I made a choice. I made this. I did that wrong. It could be anything. Late to work? Why are you late to work? Because I drank 22 claws last night. That's a bad choice. The guy who goes home and drinks 22 claws is the same type of guy who has sex with his sister's girlfriend.
Sister's girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
Man, that too.
Yeah. Yes. I guess it's just hard for me to imagine, and I know you've told me this many times, so I get it. It's true. Just hard to remember that there are guys out there who would say no in a situation that presented itself like that. If it presented itself, you know, I don't know exactly what happened in Bandit situation, but if you're at a party, you're drunk, you're fighting with your girlfriend, whatever, the sister's coming on to you, well, then, yeah. You know,
of course.
Who amongst us wouldn't? But I get it. There are guys who would.
Well, also, we've seen it now. I mean, it's become, you know, porn has just kind of normalized a lot of things that a lot of people used to think was appalling.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. And now you're like, man, I guess, yeah.
It's glorified, sure. Not just normalized. Yeah. Like, this is what you want.
I think if you went on any porn site right now and just put in, you know, cheating with wife's sister, I can't imagine the amount of videos that are available to you.
Endless.
Cheating on sister with mom's stepbrother. Like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. The kid that I used to do credit card fraud with, allegedly, when I was a kid.
See, here we go. That's the guy who brings trouble upon himself.
Exactly. And his dad got remarried. And suddenly there was a new family moving into the house, a stepmom and her daughters.
Yeah.
And these daughters were our age, and they were gorgeous.
Yeah.
You couldn't even talk about it. If anyone said, if he were to even say, like, well, you know, yeah, she's pretty. Oh, gross, dude. That's your sister. Now, it wasn't his sister.
No.
It was a stepsister. It was a stepsister. And they'd only just started living together. I mean, you know, it was so obvious. I couldn't even believe that the parents were moving in together. I thought, wait until they're out of high school. Right. Because here you've got...
It's a recipe for disaster.
It's a total recipe for disaster.
The first few weeks in that house, can you imagine?
Yes, I was there. I mean, we were over there all the time because the you're tension. Waiting for an opportunity, hoping that she's going to, you know, run in with the towel on, asking if she can, you know, why isn't there any hot water?
Did she?
I didn't see it, but, you know, he saw a few things. But I don't know what he was up to. He may have been drilling holes in walls.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that is.
To live with that guy?
Well, to just live with new brothers. Like, hey,
it would
be weird.
I know
a lot of people do it. The Brady Bunch did it. And
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. I just can't imagine how, even like just a stepmom.
I know.
And I'm not saying in like a hot sexual way. Like, so you live with your kids, your dad, you have your kids there, and then this lady comes in, and they may even like her. But is anybody, and I guess you did it. Does anybody act the same again? I feel like my kids would act different if there was a new lady. Even if they liked her, they'd be like, oh, we can't do this. But I feel like you would feel less comfortable in your home. Now, you moved to a dude's home, so I can't imagine how... So I guess there would be a point of them where they would at least be like, well, this is our house.
Right.
Right? But
right.
If you moved
for
into...
Sure.
So there's part of that, but still you're like, hey... You really can't go down there right now, or you better pick up after yourself because Claire's here and she's going to bitch about, right? Like,
yeah,
whatever.
My stepbrothers were definitely like that. And then we built onto the house so me and my sister could have room. So it was me, my sister, and my two stepbrothers. And within a year, my sister had moved to her dad's, the stepbrothers had moved to their mom's, and I was the only kid there. And we had these six rooms with just me there.
Because it was so awkward?
Because it was awkward, yeah.
Right.
And
it was still probably, I know you loved your stepdad.
Of course.
But it was still kind of like, this is his crib,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
You're
kind of
like a guest in
I will
it.
Say the new like little wing, the new little addition felt like mine.
Okay, yeah.
But still, like
but
the,
so
the
you
rest
knew
of the
that
house,
he funded it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's that feeling. There absolutely is. My friends, I mean, we all saw it if you had friends or if you lived it, that there is that, you know who's paying for this place.
Yes.
And so both parties, like you said,
no,
can feel uncomfortable.
I don't think it happens if they're young. Like my sister moved, you know, they adopted.
That's normal.
My dad adopted her before I was even born, so.
Yeah.
I think it's totally
different.
I think
once you get into like 9, 10, if you're old enough to remember, you're like, well...
Let alone if you were in high school, which is what was happening with my buddy. In high school, two hot stepsisters moving in. I mean, these are two hot classmates. That's all it was.
It's a 90s movie, man.
Yeah, and they're moving into your house. When you are at your absolute horniest, and you are at your worst when it comes to being able to have sex. You're having a tough time, right? I mean, at this point, I think we were young enough. Probably we were still virgins.
Did they all go to school together?
Yes. Everyone went to school together. A lot of times he was asked to drive them to school.
That is the plot of a 90s
movie. And I ended up dating one of them. That
you
was like,
did?
Yes.
Nice.
That was like my first real girlfriend.
Slimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. And trust
so
me.
So they weren't that hot.
Wait, hold on. Was that?
Well, her sister was the hot one. Her sister was the hot one. I'll give you that.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, so three dumbest reasons
you've ever broken up with
someone. You've given me two, but I wasn't positive that those cracked the top two.
Like, yeah, that's two.
One you said was because you were trying to hide her from your mother.
Yeah, I didn't want her to meet my parents, my sister, my aunt and uncle. And I just didn't want to do the whole Christmas stuff.
Not because you didn't think she was good enough.
No. I thought she was cool. I liked everything about her. There was nothing wrong with her. Like, she was almost perfect. I would say she was perfect. Course, as a matter of fact, like 4 years later, a buddy of mine, my best man at my wedding, called me and was like, man, do you mind if I date her?
Oh, really?
He's like, you know, we went out. Like, apparently they had a college class together. And he's like, and your name came up and we just started talking. He's like, and she's really cool. I'm like, yo, man, she's really good for you. Yeah. Like, it didn't bother me at all. I was like, yes, you need, it's perfect.
You regretted it a little bit that you hadn't?
Well, yeah, but I was also like, yeah, I mean, she's awesome. And so are you. Like, you know,
sure.
I'm the idiot here, yeah. So I wasn't upset at all.
So she's also one that got away a little bit.
No, maybe. I mean, I ended up dating her best friend. They were roommates later on, and I liked her best friend better anyway. So
that ended up fine. That happens.
You know what I mean? So.
So we put that at number 3.
I guess those two girls that lived together would be somewhere around. But both of them were ones that got away, though,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. So not wanting your family to be around, not wanting her to be around your family because you're embarrassed of your family, basically.
Yes, really.
You don't want to deal with that.
And not like
not
them,
embarrassed
like
of her.
The way they look, but just the way they act.
Of
like,
course.
I knew that. Like,
everybody
at the time,
knows
they'd be
that,
like, yeah. Oh, you love my little boy. Like, Jesus Christ.
Right,
man.
Right. It's always something. I mean, some people, they've got an alcoholic parent or they've got whatever it is. I think most people can relate to that feeling of it. It goes all the way back to childhood when you make a friend and it's like, are we going to become good enough friends that we go over each other's houses? And for me, at least, when I was a little kid, the fear was, well, I don't want you to meet my parents.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe you won't be good
That's
enough
why
for
I'm
them.
The
maybe
opposite of my parents when my kids bring their friends over or whatever.
Yeah, just
I, like, don't even get up.
Totally laid
I'm
back.
I'm just laying in a chair, watch TV, football time, and they're like, hey, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't,
Don't need to come over and get your background checked and all that.
Right.
That's what it
talk.
Felt like when I was a kid.
Yeah, same with me. So what do you plan on doing? Like, it was all that horrifying stuff you see in movies that's just over the top.
Yep.
In a real small family. So, like, you couldn't even get away with it. Like, I would go to some girlfriend's house and they have, like, you know, 30 people over there.
Right.
Well, then it's, like, fine. Like, you know, but with mine, it was, like,
that's
7 people.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like,
that is horrible.
Like, yeah. I'm like, well,
it's
where's your family?
Circle.
This is my entire family.
Right.
And you get to meet them all right now.
Just
Jesus
in
Christ.
This little, you can all fit
start
at the table.
Asking you what you're studying in junior college. Like, I can't. I can't.
That should be a good measurement. If it's few enough people that they can all fit at the dinner table, it's
That's
not
right.
enough. Then it's
right.
not enough.
Right. It's
because
not
that's
enough.
Just going to be too uncomfortable. Okay, so not introducing to the family.
The haircut.
Then a girl got a haircut you didn't like. I don't think that's so crazy, but I know people would say it's a dumb reason because hair does technically grow back, but feels like it takes a long time, especially at that age. But how bad was the haircut?
Like, as a person.
How bad was the haircut, though?
I was just attracted to her.
How different was it from the haircut
really
she had?
It was really different.
Like, she went from long to short?
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, she took a chance.
Right.
She decided, like...
Well, Billy Bragg said she cut her hair and I stopped loving her, so there you go.
It's fair.
If you like English folk music, you can look that up.
So her
if
hair's long,
then
it goes like school teacher short kind of thing, or...
Yeah, and like curly when it wasn't.
Forget it. By the way,
I see her now. It's back to the way it was.
Well, of course, but you didn't have time to wait for that.
No.
That's forever and a day back then. Mm-hmm. So you think...
But I remember then her friend said, she thinks you broke up with her because she got her hair cut. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Of course.
But my head, I'm like, damn. They, like, everybody knows. Like,
it was
course.
So obvious. It was the day she came to school with a new haircut.
You stop talking to her.
Yeah, yeah. So is that number one, the haircut, you think?
Yeah, and then maybe the girl that we didn't date, but we felt like we were the girl who had the reading problem.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Snow Cone, do you remember the reading problem? Because I sure do. Let me read something to you here. I'll refresh your memory.
This is what she would do. I really got along with her. We would go to parties together. I never had a class with her. But, you know, I mean, we were going out, I would think.
Wasn't it like after the end of every sentence?
Yes. Yes. And then one day we had class together. Like, 1 year we had class together, like the 10th grade or something. Like, I've known her since the 8th grade.
Oh,
somewhere in class, you know, she's sitting next to me, and they're like, you know, we're reading out of a book, I don't know, War
Popcorn.
And Peace or something,
yeah.
And she's just like, you know, welcome to the Church of Laszlo, listen wherever you get your podcasts, and then there's a pause, and she goes,
like she's really
wanted
to
be like an alien or something, I looked over at her, and like two of my buddies were like, what the... And I was like,
it's gotta be terrorist.
I was like, all right, well,
she's
already associated with
right.
you. Oh, no, like, you already like this girl.
The first time, you're like, okay, that was just a
weird thing. Well, right. I thought maybe she's like,
keep reading, Sheila.
Like, maybe, I don't know what happened. Like, maybe, you know, she's, I don't know what happened.
It could
like,
be a lisp, it could be.
But I didn't think, like, but this won't happen again.
Yeah. Right.
You know, maybe she just got, maybe she's nervous.
We're going to forget that ever happened.
And that's fine, right? It was nervous. She was like, rah, 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 and did it to herself in her head.
Yeah.
And then she, like, read a
trying
chapter.
To be funny.
Like, she read a chapter like that.
A damn chapter.
Well, at least a page and a half, however what you read there.
Felt like a chapter.
Felt like forever. Yeah. Forever. And then I was like, I cannot date you anymore.
By the way.
Which I'm sure, like, you know, like, she's all brokenhearted, you idiot. But, you know, that was probably the dumbest one. I think that's the dumbest one. Like, who cares?
Let's God, that feels legitimate to me. I don't know.
She probably never read in the class again. It was one time. Like,
yeah,
I
but what, so you're going to get married and she's going to sit and read some? Did you see this in the paper, honey? Judge James Crowell.
I think if we loved each other, I'd be like, don't read out loud.
Yeah, well, no kidding. I
it's
guess
weird.
That'd be a problem,
don't
too.
Don't do that.
Don't read me directions from the GPS.
Right.
Don't read your text.
I would always avoid it.
She's
like,
just
stop.
Sitting there looking at her phone, reading text to herself, and you're...
It was weird, man.
It would have gotten worse.
I still don't know what that is. I still don't know what it is.
Sounds like Tourette's.
I know Tourette's, but Tourette's is like a tick where it happens. It could happen anytime. This only... Look, man, I spent a lot of time with her. We hung out in her room and laid in bed and listened to music. Never happened. Only happened after she read out of a book in class.
That could be like OCD.
I don't even think, like, maybe she probably read stuff to me.
Yeah.
You know, like lyrics to a song or something, and it never happened.
So just in class.
Literally in class next to each other reading Great Expectations or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
What is happening?
It could still be Tourette's. It's just only very specific
like
things kind of set it off.
You have to do a certain thing after
yeah.
a certain thing.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, God damn.
Well, I think that's decent. I knew Snowcone would have...
I've got her on the hotline now. Let's go to her.
Yeah, let's go to her.
Don't ever read script. Don't ever read a commercial. The editing will take forever.
You just play it in reverse. It works out fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Like just play it backwards, boys. Perfect.
Paul is dead. The devil is here. That's what it sounded like, really. Like, real quick and kind of high-pitched. Yeah, but it wasn't, like, long. It was just, like, again, like...
Yeah,
and then on to the next thing. I'm like...
It's long enough.
And I just remember, like, all the weight just dropping out of me. Like, man.
Oh, the air in the room just being sucked out.
Well, at least other people, they were like, wow, that's weird. But I don't think they got the same thing I did. I'm like, wow, I thought I loved you.
That's the girl I've been thinking about when I go home at night.
What is happening?
Yes, right. I told my friends.
We spent time together.
That's bad. That's bad. No, it is different thing because now you feel you're associated with this.
Did you break up with her that day or did you give it a couple days? What reason?
No, just for kind of. We didn't do anything. I just kind of, you know, we just didn't hang out as much anymore. You know, yeah. Like I didn't go to her house or whatever.
Just write her a note and then when she
I don't think there was any breakup needed, you know. It wasn't like.
Right, it wasn't a real relationship yet. It was just a girl that you liked and you
and
were
hung out
being friendly
and
with, and then you decided to
some
stop
times
being friendly.
And hung out at her house and her parents were at work or something. But it wasn't anything like, well, plus, you know, there's no cell phones. So it was like she couldn't text me and ask. I just didn't go to her house after school.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, those are pretty good. The ones I came up with, honorable mention would be the cats. That girl that I was seeing, she had too many cats. Is that a dumb reason? Her house smelled bad.
Yeah,
she had a broken window. Well, I figured I'd have to go there sometime. She's going to want to hang out at her place. I don't know. It was tough. She was very pretty. But it all felt like, you know, that feeling of why is this pretty person this pretty wanting to talk to me anyway? I knew what I looked like and all those things. And then you get there, you see the cats, you see the broken window, it stinks, and you think there's something.
Bad, like
it smelled
meat,
so bad.
Then no, man.
It
that's,
smelled
that's
like
legit.
A.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
It smelled
really?
Horrible. You couldn't breathe.
No,
in there.
Because you didn't wait. When she came over before that, she didn't smell like cat piss.
I never
right?
noticed it.
Right, she didn't notice it. So I think for the most part, I'd be like, wow, this girl should clean her house.
But if she's going to have to be going over there.
Which
well,
I don't know if I would
have. You had a place.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have had to.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to. Every once in a while, you got to drop her off and walk her in there and be like, Jesus Christ.
I think I saw it as like, here's the sign.
I think I'd be as open if I was Zach. I'd be like, how smells like cat piss, for Christ's sake?
Yeah,
right.
Like, I don't think it would bother me at all.
Doesn't it kind of taint the person? Like,
yes,
you know this person
like there's more to it.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, you're like, man, you sleep in this house that smells like cat piss.
Now you'd be sensitive to every smell.
Yeah, but it's real hot. And always came over to my place, like, whatever.
She wore the same T-shirt a lot, too, which, anyway, that was an honorable mention. The number three, I did smell, which was actual smell, because it was a girl that I dated, and I just thought something was off with her
pheromones.
Yeah, it was like, when we'd have sex, I'm like, she was very pretty, very sweet, we got along great. But it always there always was this like, and it's not. She didn't smell bad. I don't know how to describe
no,
it.
No, hey, it's
there
a
was
thing,
something
I've read about it before. I've been through
clicking.
That before, and it's like, some people's smells just don't
jive.
Right.
And
I don't know if she got it from me or not, because obviously I wasn't going to bring it up.
It's legit.
But it was really difficult
well,
when we would kiss, when we would have
you
sex, anytime we were intimate. It was just like, there's something not.
Did you try buying her perfume?
All kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, it didn't work?
Yep. It did not work.
The pheromones
were
stronger.
It was just stronger. So the smell, but, you know, I don't know if that's legit or not.
You got to get that 80s perfume.
Yeah.
1980s perfume and cologne was strong. If you can find that,
and cheap, just spray
it
on.
You know, I read a thing about it, off topic a little bit, on why 80s perfume and cologne was so strong. Because you could smoke inside. So they were like, if you didn't have, no, it was because if you didn't have cologne that was super strong, it wouldn't cut through the smoke for other people to smell it because everything smelled like smoke. And now it doesn't have to be that. And now if you go in and there is no smoke in the room or whatever, if you made it that strong, it would be overbearing.
Interesting.
I was like, that's a fascinating little tidbit.
A little Laszlo fact for you. I did the heart in a picture frame thing because I really liked that girl. But when I went to pick her up that time, I think I told you this, and she grabbed her purse with her keys. She had suddenly out of nowhere a little heart frame, picture frame on her purse and had a picture of the two of us on it.
Well,
I did like her like that. I loved her.
How long have you been dating?
This was probably like maybe the third time we were going to go out. Ooh. You know? So we've been on a couple dates, but I really liked her a lot. But that heart picture frame.
Well, if you really liked her a lot, she was in.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
You just said you went out for you just said it the three times. You said you loved her.
I really loved her.
So you felt it as strong as she did.
The third
Like, I would see getting out if I was like, man, whoa.
I know.
I'm not even sure I remember your last name. What are we doing here?
Again, I thought like, oh, obviously, of course there's something wrong with her. Of course. Anyone who's into me this much, there's obviously something wrong with her, you know? She's way too into it. Yeah, you got to play a little bit harder to get. This is crazy. And then I did braces for the... dumbest, which I mentioned earlier. But the bad thing about the braces is she did keep saying, I'm going to get braces and I'm so nervous. And I was being honest when I said, who cares? Because plenty of cute girls have braces, right? It wasn't a problem. We're in ninth grade. And I really was not concerned at all. And I kept telling her, you're crazy for being so worried about this. And then she got the braces and I was like,
And so she knew. She was like, God damn it.
I waited. I just started treating her poorly. And so it took weeks for it to finally end. She finally approached me in the hallway one day and said, what is going on? I said, nothing. She's like, is something wrong? And I said, no. Is something wrong with you? And she goes, I just feel like we're distant. I go, I just got to get to class. And so then she wrote me a letter and broke up with me. And I was,
yes.
She did it. I knew Snow Cone would have zero stories when it comes to the
I don't think that dude's ever broken up with anybody.
He doesn't break up with anybody.
I have.
Who have you
broken up with? There's no way.
Yeah, I can name them.
If you broke up with them, you tried getting back with them.
Well, I know I had a girl that I dated for like 2 years, was living with her when I first started the radio station.
Yeah?
And I broke up with her. And because I was going to lots of shows, and I was, 20 and working at a radio station, and there were girls around, so...
20?
Well,
when
20,
you started,
I was only 20, so...
I was going to say, okay, I thought you were like 29.
So I just, and it was getting a little stale anyway, so I broke up with her.
Okay.
What'd you say to her?
I can't remember, just that like, hey, it's not working out, and it's not you, it's me kind of thing.
And that's
know.
Because you started dating the promotions chick here?
That is true.
That was pretty close.
Yeah,
that was
pretty close, close together, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, Ken?
We're getting ready to do the news, my man.
Perfect.
They had that whole peace talk thing about Ukraine. Did Russia respond? I don't know if you guys heard, but, there's been some movement there, I would say. Also, that missing girl in the Dominican.
Yeah.
The U.S.
What about
college
the missing dude here?
Yeah, so it's been a long time now. It's been a week and a half. You're talking about the Olathe man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last I checked, which was yesterday, I was still getting the same update, which was that they were looking for him. I mean, the thing I heard yesterday that I had not heard before and that I was looking for is one of his family members did say that he had experienced mental health issues.
Okay.
So I had not heard that before, and I just wondered, are there any
clues? This is the guy
clues?
That his car was
his
left
car
the
was
side
out,
of
way out there in Olathe. Yeah.
And then
37-year-old Jordan Yust.
Yeah.
He was still running the side of the road.
Continues.
Right?
I don't remember if it was running or not, but yeah, it was there on the side of the road, and they went looking. I mean,
his car was located at 69 Highway near 247th Street.
Yeah, it's been driving me nuts because it just seems like with the search got pretty big, a lot of volunteers and a lot of police, and police are asking everyone for their help. I'm just
surprised.
People
are using canines now.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long, that it's been this long and they still haven't found him.
This is from yesterday. It says officials say missing Olathe man spotted earlier this week.
Oh, so I didn't see that.
Officials of the Miami County Sheriff's Department say that a missing Olathe man was spotted earlier this week.
What, like someone thought they saw
deputies
him?
Deputies received a tip Wednesday leading them to the area. Oh, that's how they got to the 247th.
Oh, well, his car was out there, right? Wherever
it was.
His car was on the side of the road.
Yus was last seen around 11 a.m. March 3rd, driving a Sylvia Hunt Odyssey with a Kansas plate, leaving the area of 141st.
Yeah. And they found his car on the side of the road, and so that's where they kind of started their search, it seemed like, and spread out from there.
They just assumed
if he was on foot, how far could he have gotten?
They said they saw him earlier this week.
Really? Okay. I didn't see that.
It says, officials with Miami County Sheriff's Department say that a missing Olathe man was spotted earlier this week.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the headline, but then it gets a little confusing after that. One day ago.
You said that's from yesterday? Okay.
So it's got to be earlier this week. Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday,
very
right?
interested in the story. There just haven't been a lot of updates. He's got a family. It's a terrible story. I see his brother-in-law on TV, and we've talked about this before, but a missing loved one where you don't know.
Man.
It just sounds horrible, and this is local. I kept thinking, well, they know where his car is. They'll find him soon enough, and it's been, I think, wasn't it a week Monday? I think he'd been missing 1 week as of Monday, so we're, you know, week and a half into this now. But yeah, that's the only updates I have for you there. I
guess there's nothing like 21 updates. Hours ago is the newest. So.
I know. That's the other thing is I keep checking and I get a lot of last night's news or whatever, and I think, man, they just really don't have anything new to report here. Your thing there is the biggest thing I've heard in the last few days.
After extensive 12-hour search, evidence suggests that the reported sightings, 169 Highway, north of 255th, which is further than where they found his car, on Friday, were likely him, the sheriff's office said.
Okay. Interesting. Well, wishing them the best, obviously.
Now, they will say, let me just say this, because I want to make sure before, you know, God knows what, I don't want to be on the hook for anything. Law enforcement is advising against searchers going into the area. They say this can throw off the scent, making it hard for canines to accurately track. So,
okay.
Like I said, if you heard that from me and you're like, let me go out there and see if I can find him. Right. I guess the cops don't want you to, all right?
The Church of Laszlo. Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo! The news. Well, the tariffs, more of the tariffs went into effect. What is this, steel and aluminum, right, I think, with Canada? And those Canadians, they want you to know they're ready for a fight. So get this. I heard this yesterday. I don't know what the polling would be today, how much has changed.
Trump said he likes, what's his name?
The new guy?
The guy from Windsor.
Oh, Ford?
Yeah, he said he's a strong guy.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Basically, like, I'll kick his ass, but I like him.
Like,
there's
moxie.
Like some, like, you know, like...
Respect for the
like for
moxie.
Guys just talking huge crap, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll turn off your power. Yeah,
well, I'm angry at you now, but I respect you.
They're both just looking across the thing at each other. I'll turn off your power, you bitch.
But this seems to be the Canadian thing now that's come together on social media. Canadians are saying, we're not going to be nice. We have a reputation for being nice. We're not being nice this time.
I saw that. The new prime minister or whatever said, don't mistake our kindness or weakness.
Yeah. And I saw a poll that said, 83% of Americans consider Canada a close ally. Okay?
Yeah.
Makes sense. In Canada right now, I was like, who are those other people? In Canada right now, it was 30-some percent consider America a close ally.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, we attacked them.
Attacked them? They beat us in hockey, the sons of bitches. What do you want
us
to do?
I mean, we did attack them.
Well, maybe if they, you know, hadn't won that stupid hockey game or decided to have that stupid hockey game, maybe none of this would be going on. Americans don't like to lose stuff like that. We got to make up some ground now. Can't be losing to Canada.
We can lose to Canada in hockey.
So Trump said that he wants to annex them. Would that be the worst thing for them?
President, governor?
Yes. So what? You know he's joking
a little bit. And he attacked them with tariffs.
Yeah. Well, they're attacking us back.
Right.
With all their tariffs. Now they're not buying any American products.
Right.
Which, how are we supposed to boycott Canadian products? We've been over this, but what the hell do they make? We don't know. They get to boycott Coca-Cola and all these great, iconic American brands, and we get to boycott certain kinds of syrup from the grocery store. It's not fair.
The world's perception of Canadians is that we are nice, but we also don't let ourselves be steamrolled.
Taking effect today, Canada's new 25% tariffs on more than $20 billion worth of U.S. goods. Retaliation for the Trump administration's steel and aluminum duties.
It's on. I am shopping anything but USA.
American exports at grocery stores shunned. Some provinces banning the sale of U.S.-made alcohol. The number of Canadians driving across the border dropped by 23% last month.
Oh, good.
I wonder how this is going to play in Florida. Just because I lived there for so long, I don't know if people talked about it, but Trump was going to say if you were going to stay over 30 days and you're from Canada, then you had to get all this paid. Like, you just couldn't do it easily anymore.
Okay.
And I was like,
I don't know what the rules were before. Right, so.
I think it was, you know, it wasn't nearly
some
as hard
sort of easy to come and visa stay,
to get a vacation stay or whatever. But in Florida, there's a lot of people when I lived there, and where you're going to retire in South Florida, even more of Canadians who come and stay for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them who come. Yeah. It's like from Michigan, Ohio,
I've met Canadians.
Windsor. They come and they just, you know, they want to get away from the wind. And if they can't come for 6 months, I got to imagine, now I don't know the numbers, and again, this is just me and Canadian people that I knew who had gone there, but I got to think that money is billions.
They said
that goes into Florida for Canadian tourism.
The U.S. travel tourism industry, whatever the hell it's called, said that with this decline, if this decline keeps up, it could cost the United States $2 billion, and now that was total, $2 billion in revenue from, I guess, vacationers and all that stuff with these numbers being down. I did see that Canadian woman in San Diego that was arrested and chained by ICE. Did you see that?
No.
I think she'd gone to Mexico. You have to look this one up, Snowcone. I think maybe she'd been in Mexico and crossed back into the United States, and ICE found her, and they chained her up. And so the headline is that, you know, U.S. Immigration forces chained up this Canadian woman and locked her in a cell. But, you know, I'm sure they had their reasons. I don't. I didn't read the story, so I'm not really sure. The Ukrainian-Russian war. Now, remember, the United States backed off for a while. Trump stopped giving the Ukrainians intelligence and stopped giving them munitions for a while, right? So I guess there's one part of Russia that Ukraine has kind of sort of held, you know, one part of Russia. And I can't remember the name of it, but they've held it for a while, and they've done it with the help of the United States with all that intelligence. When they lost all that intelligence, Russia has been able to kind of fight and get that, most of that ground back. At least that's what they were saying this morning. And so everyone is waiting for Putin's response to this tentative deal on a 30-day ceasefire that the United States and Ukraine had agreed to in Saudi Arabia yesterday. But all Putin has said so far is, we're going to win this war. We're going to do it quickly. We're taking back that land. Now, Trump also said he's going to send people to Moscow today. So hopefully.
President Putin doesn't look like a man ready for a truce. Dressed in fatigues, visiting his forces in the Russian province of Kursk, Putin said his main priority is to defeat the enemy. Russian troops have made rapid advances in Kursk after President Trump cut off the flow of American intelligence to Ukraine. At the White House, President Trump says a team is heading to Moscow and expressed confidence that Russia will join the peace plan.
I can do things financially that would be very bad for Russia. I don't want to do that because I want to get peace.
Aren't we already doing things financially that are, I mean, there's all those sanctions, right? I have not heard, did Trump lift any of those sanctions that were in place?
He did the first term.
No, I mean, this time around, has he lifted any of those sanctions that were put in place since the attack on Ukraine?
I haven't heard that.
Remember all those companies that boycotted everything else? They had to make their own McDonald's. I didn't know if Trump, I know Trump is friendlier to Putin. I didn't know if he had lifted any of those sanctions.
But now he just said he could screw Putin up if he wanted to?
He said, I could hurt him financially, which is my thing. I thought, like,
why are you doing that?
He's saying if they don't want to stop,
I know,
if they
but
don't
why
want
are you
peace.
Throwing that out there? Like, you already kind of pissed off the Ukraine. Now you're going to, like,
well, he's
I don't understand. What I'm saying is, I don't understand the end game for him. Why, on anything,
He was being pretty nice to Putin. They asked him in the Oval Office, like, you know, well, what do we do if Russia doesn't agree to this? What if Russia continues their aggression? You know, will there continue to be sanctions? And I think Trump was just responding to that, saying, yeah, we could hurt him financially, but I don't want to do that.
Oh.
I'd like there to be peace. And he said he was sending people over to Moscow today. I don't know who those people are. Yeah, I don't know. Who would be a good person to send over there? Who's the chick with the gray streak hair? What's her name?
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard, send her. Huh?
I think she lives there.
Yeah, she's priority there.
Yeah. Well, couldn't she get it done? I mean, Putin would like her, wouldn't he?
Mistress or something?
Yeah.
Putin would like her. Yeah, that's right. There was already those rumors that she was working for him.
She's his mistress or something.
Yeah, so shouldn't she be able to get this fixed? What is her title? She got some sort of role, right? They put her at the head of something.
Wasn't she like Secretary of State?
No, Secretary of State's Rubio.
Oh,
so they made her something, but I don't remember what it was.
Director of National Intelligence.
National Intelligence.
What happened to the dude that was supposed to do Doge with Elon?
The 19-year-old?
No, the dude who ran for president.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah, Ramaswamy.
What happened to him? Is he
where has he been?
Yeah, I haven't heard about him.
I haven't seen his name pop up in the news
lately. Doesn't seem like he's ever with Elon.
No.
But you saw Elon's got a new guy, the 19-year-old kid, and, you know, some people in the media are upset about that. I guess some people are upset about that because he's some sort of crypto guy. He's 19 years old.
He's
like,
January 20th, Vivek Ramaswamy will not join Trump's Doge Commission.
Oh.
He quits.
What happened there?
This from The Guardian. He quits Doge cost-cutting program.
Hmm.
Interesting. Well, the 19-year-old Doge intern. Oh, this was said that he'd originally been fired for leaking company secrets to competitors. I assume this is. I just keep seeing that there's this 19-year-old guy that's doing stuff in Doge, and people are upset about it because he's acting like Elon's right-hand man. But you know, if you're going to be mad about something, you can continue to be mad that Elon was not elected to do anything. Like, I think that's a legitimate gripe. If you don't like what he's doing, then you can make that argument. Hey, he wasn't elected. What he's doing should be something that's left up to an elected official, you know? Or at least someone who's officially nominated.
You can have a lot of complaints with it, but presidents, you know, they appoint people all the time to be advisors on budget, advisors on this, advisors on that, like whatever.
But do they usually, and I don't know, do they usually send out these types of things and say, hey, we want to know what you're doing?
I think it's probably done a little bit more clandestine, where they write the email and then the president sends it and fires people.
Right, but that would probably help.
But I don't, you know, Trump doesn't seem to be that kind of guy, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think the, but everything is probably done with a little bit more. Hey, even if you love Trump, you may say, I like the fact that he's a little bit disrespectful and out there and doesn't do things the way. He's not always presidential.
Right.
You know, but I feel like it's no different. It's just, it feels different. The vibe's different, but it's not that different than, you know, Obama having an advisor who tells him what to do, and then he sends out the email and does whatever it is. Whether that's hire people, fire people,
whatever. It is crazy how much they said that Elon gave. Does this sound right to you guys? Something like $300 and some million to Trump's campaign?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it's even more.
I heard $300 and some million like yesterday. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that does feel a little bit. What's a kleptocracy? You know what I mean? Like, it does feel. And either party, I don't care who's doing it, we all should kind of be concerned that. But I guess that's just how it's always worked, and I really don't even know how you stop it.
It's for sale, but now it's just more obvious.
It's so obvious that it's for sale.
This is bigger than what we... Now,
and it's
again,
also, we're going to retaliate.
If you agree with it and you think it's great, okay, I disagree with you, but I think we can all look at it and be like, there's always been money in politics, and it's always been rushing in, whether the left or the right, Soros. Yeah. But you haven't really seen a dude say, I'm going to spend $300 million, I'm going to get you elected, and you are going to make me the czar of stuff.
Of spending.
And
of
I'm
government
start
spending.
Whacking people.
Yeah,
like,
with a chainsaw.
We haven't seen that. But certainly, maybe that's better than what we've seen it the other way.
Maybe that's shaking things up.
Giving all the money in there, and then they're whacking people and, you know, doing all this other stuff behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, maybe at least now you know who the dude is.
The thing that scares me...
I mean, I don't like it either way, right? But
I guess, get what you're saying.
I'm guessing, like, we've known this has happened. But it's always been, what we've always talked about is, you know, deep state cigars, smoky back rooms where they say, this is what we're going to do. This is kind of like, this dork's walking around with his hat on, carrying Grimes' kid on his shoulders.
With the chainsaw.
And just a chainsaw saying, I'm going to fire everyone. You're like, oh, you're like, at least now you can see the douche.
Yeah. The thing that scares me is that, and I don't know if this is actually happening, but you hear about it a lot in the news, is the idea that Trump tries to retaliate against these CEOs, businesses, whatever, that did not support him.
Right.
So if you didn't support Trump, if you didn't give him money, not only are you not friends, but now you are potentially a target. I don't like that.
I will say, now, the first time I voted against Trump, and this time I'm like, all right, man. Like, a lot of people voted for you. You won in a landslide.
I'm rooting for you.
I'm hoping your stuff works.
Of course, you're the president.
I really am. I think maybe the first time around I wasn't that much. Like, I'm like, let's get this clown show out of office. He didn't win the popular vote. Like,
this time he
there
did.
Was all this FBI stuff in the emails. Like, I didn't like any of it. It was smarmy. You know what? They should stop this guy from doing everything. They should vote against everything. They should. But this time I'm like, make it work. Like, you won.
I hope it works.
You won. You sold something.
So
you won fair and square. You did it. Go.
I hope it works.
Right.
And here you go, just so I'm clear. 19-year-old.
And because I think that way, because like when Obama won by those, and then they were like, we're going to stop him from doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, why, man?
Right.
Like,
we're
all
Americans.
Help him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like even if you don't want to help him and you're on the right, and you know, you don't have to stop him from doing anything you want.
Work with him.
Try.
Compromise.
Be like, hey, let's compromise. Let's talk about this. You know, it's not that long ago that Clinton and Gingrich tried to work stuff out.
Right. Well,
I guess I feel the same way this time. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted you to do that for Obama and you refused to do it. It would be weird of me to be like, no.
That's the number one complaint Americans have about politics. They want the two parties to start to work
together.
Just
compromise a little bit, but.
Yeah. But yeah, here you go.
So I am rooting for him. I have my doubts, obviously. But
you'll have to look this kid up. But a 19-year-old who was fired from an internship for leaking internal information to competitors is now a Doge senior advisor in the State Department. So he's a senior advisor. There you go.
The Church of Laszlo. Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo,
all right. The news, the rest of it. We got to get through this. I'm sure you guys heard the big news. There is an NFL player who's a free agent, and this is the first time he's ever been a free agent. This is historic.
So in just the last couple hours, Aaron Rodgers officially became a free agent for the first time in his 20-year NFL career. So now it means that somebody who used to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever is up for grabs. His resume includes a Super Bowl title, 4 MVPs. He is also 41, coming off of 2, let's just say, rough years after signing with the Jets. Hurt on the 4th play of his first year there, missed the season. Last year, they only won 5 games and decided not to bring him back.
I heard a debate, Laszlo, on sports radio, and they were saying, what is the biggest issue for him right now? Is it the performance in New York, this kind of mediocre, let's say, performance in New York, his age, which is, she said, is 41, or is it the political baggage he brings? Because there's an argument, apparently, that teams want to stay away from him because of the political baggage that he brings. You think that's the case? Political baggage, because he's a baggage. Vaccine skeptic?
I don't think it's a political baggage. I don't think they care about that. I think it's it's the distraction. He's on McAfee, that he's talking smack, that it's like, you can do all that if you're good. Now it's like, all right, well, we would, if you were like a great teammate and we thought you'd come in here and we have a young guy and we'll give you the starting role and you'll mentor him and you'll be awesome. Okay, great. But you're kind of a pain in the ass. You don't always show up to practice and we're not you're good anymore.
I thought New York thought he was a good teammate. Was that not true?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody thought that.
I just saw the show. So, and they were talking about what a good leader he is and all that. They're not going to say something negative on there. But, they said he was good in that role as a mentor and all that. I didn't know if that panned out or not. I know that, obviously, his success there was...
I guess I'm using the Green Bay stuff.
Yeah.
They say he wasn't a great mentor to Jordan Love.
Right. So, I don't know. I would think being 41 would be the biggest issue. He's a quarterback.
I was thinking about that. Brady was 40... Okay, let's say he didn't play 2 years ago. That's one season.
Yeah.
And how many years did he sit on the bench behind Favre?
Mm-hmm.
3, 4? So take 5 seasons off that.
Sure, but it's still his age. His body is still his body.
No, but it's still 5 seasons that he didn't play.
Okay.
So those are hits on the body that he didn't take.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess I just think of it as, your age. But you're right. Those are seasons that he didn't take those hits. So,
You didn't play for 5 seasons. You didn't play for 5 seasons. That matters.
Yeah. So, going to rescue those stranded astronauts, they were supposed to take that, week-long trip up to space, and they've been up there, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. How many months have they been on that space station? A long time. And they said, we're coming to rescue. Well, this was supposed to be the week that they launched the rocket to go up there and rescue those stranded astronauts. Oh, yeah. And the weather was perfect in Florida. Everything was great. And then,
under perfect Florida weather, Mission Control said Crew 10 had a 95% chance of launching, but then at T-minus 43 minutes, bad news.
At this time, we are standing down from today to further address hydraulic release data.
Mission Control announced it was scrubbing the launch. That means another delay for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, whose 10-day mission to the space station last June has now lasted 9+ months.
Man, I can't imagine.
So now they say it's scheduled for no earlier.
I know they're astronauts, so they probably love it or whatever. That's what they've always wanted to do, is be in space. So just from a regular person, hey, you're going to go somewhere for 10 months, and then 9 months later, and it's in a real small compact area, not on vacation.
No.
Because
that would be, a cruise ship would honestly be bad enough for that
it
long.
It would be.
They
but
are not on a cruise ship.
Go to a pool and eat, and there's gambling here.
They are in a little tube that, they get to float around it. And they do seem, whenever they interview those astronauts up there, they say, hey, don't feel bad for us. We love it up here. We're excited. We're sad that we're not getting to see our family, but we love it up here, so don't feel bad. We're totally fine. They now have identified a person of interest in this missing student case, the Dominican case, where the missing American girl was last seen on that beach at that resort. We talked about her yesterday. Maybe we talked about her the day before. I'm not sure. But yesterday, the news originally was just, hey, this girl, have you seen her? She was last seen on the beach in a brown bathing suit. Then the police come out yesterday and say, okay, we put together a bunch of video footage. We see her and her friends leaving a bar at the resort late at night. So we can, you know, assume at least that some of them at least have been drinking. They're kind of wandering around. Then we see them go to the beach. The rest of the friends come back without her. She's not with the group when they come back to
the hotels. I'm trying to look this up as we speak.
Sandika, hold, I'll butcher it. It's okay. Konaki. It's, I think, K-O-N-A-N-K-I is her last name, I think. And I've now heard the media pronounce her name about three different ways, but I'm sure they'll say right here.
It's now been more than a week since a surveillance camera captured some of the last known images of college student Sudiksha Kunanki. That video also shows the young man being called a person of interest. The sheriff's office in Loudoun County, Virginia, says a 22-year-old man is being considered a person of interest because he was the last person seen with Kunanki before she vanished. Spokesperson stressing it's not the same thing as a suspect, as this is not a criminal matter. It is still a missing person case.
Okay, so the United States authorities have named him a person of interest. And you heard them say, be careful, there's a distinction between a person of interest and a suspect.
Sure.
But he's a person of interest. But they asked the Dominican police, who are actually in charge of this investigation, if he was a person of interest, and they did not say that yet. At least when I last checked this morning. Now, according to the Des Moines Register, which is one of those papers Laz and I read every morning, authorities have named a 22-year-old Iowan as a person of interest in the disappearance. Josh, it's R-I-I-B-E, Ribe?
Josh.
Reeb?
R-I-I-B-E?
Yeah, two I's. Ribby? Josh Ribby or Ribe? Or, yeah, I kind of thought Ribby, too, with the two I's, but then I thought, why did I think that? Maybe I've seen it before. Anyway, Rock Rapids is where he's from. He's believed to be the last person who saw Konaki, according to Chad Quinn, a spokesperson with the county sheriff's office in her hometown in Virginia. So the sheriff's department, I thought this was interesting. She's from Virginia, right? I think she was going to school, though, in Pennsylvania or something, wasn't she? But anyway, she's from Virginia. She goes missing in the Dominican. I thought it was interesting that the sheriff's department from her home county, her hometown, goes and assists the FBI in the Dominican Republic on this investigation. The Dominican police obviously have the authority there, but it sounds like they allow the FBI to come in. And I just thought it was really interesting that her hometown sheriff's department comes and assists, even though
Vandersloot too.
Did they? Did Natalie Holloway?
I remember in one of them, yeah, wherever she was from, Alabama or something. Like the cops there were like, "Yeah, we're gonna go check it out."
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know why that kind of. It's kind of nice. Kind of makes me feel good. Like yeah. I'm pretty sure they said she was going to school in Pennsylvania. But yeah, just the
friends
idea
of
that
the last person to see missing Pitt student. I don't want to. Kunaki
is
are in total shock that he has been named a person of interest in the case. His aunt insisted he wouldn't hurt a fly. Joshua Ribby, Ribe, 24, has been identified as the man seen hugging and walking hand in hand with a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I saw
student.
A video of her. You can see it pretty clearly.
There's a picture of a man. He doesn't. I mean, look, I don't know what a killer or murderer looks like, but he doesn't look like one.
I know. Vandersloot kind of did.
Vandersloot, and the way he talked, you're kind of like, oh, this is a slick guy.
Yeah, he seems like a psychopath, for sure. This guy, I mean, we don't know nearly as much about this guy yet, but they wanted to make that distinction. He's not a suspect. He's a person of interest, and it's different. It's like, yeah, well, that still sounds pretty bad.
I bet my life Josh did not hurt that girl, his next-door neighbor.
So we're assuming that he's the same person, obviously, that we talked about yesterday before
they
identified
him.
You
didn't hear all of this stuff about Vandersloot. It was like, well, his parents own a bank, and he's gotten in a lot of trouble before they paid it off, right?
Yeah, his dad was a judge, right?
Yeah, and they sent him, you know what I mean? There was a lot. This guy's like, I don't know, he fishes in Iowa. I'm not saying he didn't do it, just...
You never know.
It doesn't look the same, you know?
Not yet.
You're kind of like looking at this guy, you're like, really?
But it's hard to rememberhow much information we had about Vandersloot as it was coming out back then. It's been
I think
so
we
long,
at least
you know?
Knew right then that his dad was rich and that
he
had moved
to get
around,
that information.
You know?
Yeah, we started to get that information.
It just gave you a little bit like, oh, what's the story on this guy? Where with this guy, it's like... Just a picture of him in an Iowa shirt with two bass fish. You know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah. But yesterday, we didn't even know his name. So I'm sure that if he continues to be a person of interest, we'll get more and more details about this. Do you remember the group In Vogue, Laszlo? I like tight clothing, high heel shoes. That don't make me no prostitute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't remember In Vogue in the 90s?
I don't know that song that you're singing right now. Okay. I thought you were really just making it up.
No. Well, they had a couple of big hits in the 90s. It was a three-piece, right? And, I mean, these were... Yes, I Was a Kid, but I mean, they were, those were big hits.
Ribe is currently a senior at St. Cloud State University in Minnesota, where he has a girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
There's more stuff to worry about, yeah. Except for the fact, like, we got you on tape making out with this chick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's over.
Yeah. Yeah. That's maybe the least of his concerns, though.
I know, but still.
I remember In Vogue.
You remember In Vogue?
Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind. The rest will follow. Yeah. The band covered them. You remember that? I'll play that for you later.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, one of the members of In Vogue, Dawn Roberts, we all know Dawn. Dawn. She recently posted to social media and said, hey, I have a confession. I've been living in my car.
You guys, for the past almost 3 years, I have been living in my car. Would I have an apartment right now if I had a choice? I would, just so you guys know. I have a gym membership and I shower there. This is not like, oh my God, poor Dawn. She's living in her car. It's not that. I'm learning about who I am. I'm learning myself as a person, as a woman. We say that we can't do certain things before you even know we're capable.
That's right. Free your mind. Living in your car doesn't have to be a bad thing. Really? She's got a gym membership where she gets a shower. So she's been living in her car. You'd be surprised the things you can learn living in your car for a few years.
That's a start, man.
So, you know what? We've all thought about living off the grid. We've all thought, what do I really need to survive?
I lived in a van for 6 months.
Yes. And we've even maybe, some of us, looked at people who are without homes and said, you know, we pity them, but what if?
It'd be tough.
What if?
It'd be tough, but the gym membership is big.
That's huge.
People always forget, like, you got to get that first.
If you can get the shower.
If you can get enough money together to get a gym membership, you're good.
And she does have a car, so that's something. But I think people were, you know, a little shocked to find out that member of one of these mega groups from the 90s with two hits, like Never Gonna Get It and Free Your Mind, living in her car. But she says, don't pity me. Don't pity me. You learn a lot living in your car. So, you know, something to think about in the future when we're living in our cars.
Well, I'm sure I'm learning.
I know. It's on the way.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of
Laszlo. Okay, so I did cheat here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said, well, how many cities are going to be on this thing, right? So Laszlo taught me when I was like 20 years old that because he'd lived other places, he's like, look, every city says they have the third biggest this, the third biggest 4th of July, the third biggest. And I had been told that. I don't know, Snow Cone, growing up here, if you'd been told that, I'd been told our St. Patrick's Day parade like was like the fourth biggest, third or fourth biggest. Which doesn't make any sense logically, but I never thought about it. I just thought, yeah, it's a pretty big parade. You got cops on motorcycles. There's a lot of drunk people. Maybe other cities don't do parades like this, right? Laszlo says no. Every city does this, and they do it about a lot of their events. And you're just going to have to come to terms with the fact that it is definitely not the third or fourth biggest St. Patrick's Day parade. So then I see, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, they're ranking the best cities. And you asked, all right, because I said, do you think Kansas City will even make the list?
Mm-hmm.
You said, well, it's like, how many are they going to do, right?
Right.
It's not like Wallet Hub. So I actually clicked through, and I can get to a Wallet Hub version of this for 2025 that has... Let's see how many they do again. Because yesterday's list, they had like 160. Looks like it's about the same today. So who do you think? This is, they call it, the best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations in 2025. Who do you think is number one?
Well, it's not like the biggest or
it says
best.
The best. And, you know, I could tell you how they quantify it. They look at ancestry, blah, blah, blah. They look at 15 key metrics for the best places. From Irish pubs that are available, right? Irish restaurants per capita. Lowest price for a 3-star hotel on St. Patrick's Day. Weather forecast, party, all of that, okay? Number one?
Boston.
That's an easy one, right? Boston is number one. But what's number two?
Chicago.
They've got Reno, Nevada.
Oh, really?
Now, if you live in Reno, you can now say we have the second best Saints, and you can mean it because you got something to back it up. So, where do you think Kansas City would fall on this list? If it falls on this list at all, you got 160 some. Where do you think Kansas City would fall? How much lower?
70.
You think we're close? Okay, we'll see. Savannah, Georgia's number three. You nailed that.
I've been there.
Savannah's better than Chicago and New York.
I will tell you. Look, when I moved to Jacksonville, I had no idea, and like. I don't know, after a couple of times of people talking about it, a bunch of my friends, it's like maybe 10 of us, and they were all like, we're going to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, what, you know, what does Savannah, Georgia have to do with St. Patrick's? And we went to it is packed.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something that they throw. No, not really.
Huh.
It's like, because it, you know, if you've seen the movie or whatever. What's that? Savannah, Georgia, the garden? Savannah. There's a movie about Savannah, Georgia. If you've seen it, it's exactly what it is. The Garden of Good and Evil or something. Anyway.
Oh, in the Garden of
Midnight
Good and Evil?
And the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah. Okay. Right? That takes place in Savannah. So it's got like this old southern...
I do think old southern town, for sure.
And then all of a sudden you go there in St. Patrick's Day, just thousands and thousands of people and parades and the river's green and... I don't know, maybe one year they just decided we're going to do
this.
That's what I
was going to say.
You know?
That sounds like one of those things where the city says, look, we're never going to be the biggest city, mm-hmm. but we could make this thing huge.
Right.
We've already got some momentum. Let's just make it bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And now they're ranked third of best cities to hang out, you know, to celebrate St. Pat's. Number four is Santa Rosa, California.
Okay.
No idea why. Worcester is number five, Massachusetts. Okay. Chicago, Illinois is six.
Okay.
New York City, number seven. Henderson, Nevada,
that's
number
Vegas.
Eight. Yeah, I mean, I would think Vegas probably. If you're saying best cities to celebrate blank, it's got to be top 10 for most of them, right?
Of course, yeah.
The event doesn't have to be anywhere nearby. Mm-hmm. If you want to, if the Super Bowl is in Miami, but you go to Vegas, it's you're going to have a blast.
Yeah,
whatever the event is. So it's eight, and then nine, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Just because they don't have a lot going on, or like the same kind of thing. Like, we'll turn this into a big thing here. You know,
I bet you there's,
and there's good Irish probably population there.
I would think so. And New York City transplants. And
then one of my favorite cities, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 10 on the list.
I've been there for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah?
I lived there for a while.
I like that
city. I love Pittsburgh. I had no problem with it. St. Patrick's Day was great, but it didn't feel like... Maybe Savannah really took me off guard because it's such kind of a small town. There's so many people. Like, Pittsburgh felt like a great big Midwestern.
I always think it feels
city.
Like a bigger Kansas City.
It does, right?
And they got their stadium down there and everything. It just looks cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, but it didn't. It just felt like this is a big Midwestern city throwing a party.
Blue collar.
You know, like town. New Year's Eve was great there, too.
Yeah. So they're 10. Now, this is really. I shouldn't
have used
this list.
And I like the cops. I remember my first New Year's Eve party that I was hammered, and I'm like, and when I moved there, and I hadn't lived there very long, and I'm like, hey, Pomani Brothers, where is it? And the guy's like, the cop's like, it's right down there. And I'm like, am I going to like it? And he looks at me and goes, how hammered are you? Like, I know you're hammered, but how hammered are you? I'm like, I am hammered. He's like, you're going to love it.
That was it. Didn't say go home.
No, or anything else. Like, when he said, how hammered are you? I was like, oh, he's going to give me some crap because I'm talking to him. He's like, no, you're going to love it.
All right, well, this list really pisses me off. I'm going to be honest, because I've skipped ahead here. I see what's on this list, and it makes no sense. I tried to cheat to get a bigger list so that I could get Kansas City, and this has backfired on me terribly, because now we're still in the top 20, right? St. Paul, Minnesota, number 11.
Okay.
Omaha, Nebraska, number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Overland Park, Kansas, number 13. How is OP better than Kansas City for St. Patrick's Day? The parade is in Kansas City.
I think downtown Kansas City, they do, downtown OP, old OP, they do stuff.
That is not better than going to the parade. Look, we live in a city that is situated on a state line where the metro encompasses two states. The parade for the city, for this metro, is in Missouri.
I'm in Overland Park.
That is ridiculous, and you know it.
Why?
Des Moines, Iowa, number 14. Fresno, California. Don't worry, it's going to get more ridiculous. Fresno, Madison, Wisconsin. Minneapolis is 17. San Francisco, 18. And you ready for number 19, ladies and gentlemen? Olathe, Kansas.
Yeah.
How is Olathe, Kansas better for St. Patrick's Day than Kansas City? That doesn't make any sense. What's going on in Olathe? Snow cone's from Olathe. Snow cone, are you Irish? Do you know? I know you're adopted.
I'm German.
German, okay. Well, apparently Olathe's, I mean, it's top 20. It's number 19. This
right
is ridiculous.
You're going to spend your whole time in Johnson County on St. Patrick's Day.
Number 20 is Columbia, South Carolina. Then we go Tampa, Vegas, New Orleans, Springfield, Mo. Number 26.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking the top 30 there, right? Providence, Modesto, Lincoln, Virginia Beach, Richmond, Milwaukee, Cedar Rapids, Seattle, Thousand Oaks, Sioux Falls, Syracuse, St. Petersburg. Number 39, Kansas City. So there you go, number 39.
Fort, you guys told me it was three when I got here.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, Akron, Ohio, just above Fort Wayne and Akron, just below Syracuse, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And, you know, look, any Thousand Oaks, anything in California, I'm never too embarrassed to be behind, right? But Wichita, Kansas, number 58. This is ridiculous.
Where's Detroit on here?
Let's find out. I'll use the search button here. And, oops, am I spelling it right? Oh, boy, Laszlo. Ooh, I don't see it popping up. Let me search the map. Hold on. I got to zoom in on this map. Where's Detroit? There's Warren. Oh, here's Detroit. 188.
Wow.
Now, do you think of Detroit as a good place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
No, no, not comparatively, but I didn't think it was. I felt like it was in my head comparative to Kansas City.
Right, you
like, it's
so.
Not like a huge thing. There's not a massive Irish population there. But, you know, they've got downtown, like a couple big Irish bars that are, you know, the old Shillelagh. Everybody goes there and they put up big tents and people walk around. And, you know, so it kind of felt like here, you know, where you go downtown, they get up the big tents and all the bars are open, you know. And certainly the Irish population there is, you know, there's a lot of Italians and Greeks and Jews, Polish people, as I call them.
A lot of Armenians, correct?
Armenians, and then obviously, you know, Lebanese people.
What's wrong, Slim?
I'm looking at the map. Olathe, Kansas is 19. Again, these are the best cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day for 2025. Overland Park is 13.
Mm-hmm.
I told you Kansas City was 39.
Mm-hmm.
That would That's be Kansas City, that would be Kansas? KCK.
Well, that is the Kansas City.
Kansas City
That's
Mo.
KCK?
Kansas City Mo is number 47.
Wow.
That's ridiculous, Snoke, and you know it. No one is partying in KCK.
We're almost there, and when the Chiefs and the Royals move, Kansas City will be KCK.
Look, if the parade,
world will be right. We will no longer have to tell people that Kansas City is in Missouri.
There you go.
We don't have to do that.
If you move the parade over there,
Kansas.
If you move the parade over there,
everything's moving over there.
But it's not yet. So if the parade is in Mo, then why are they making it lower?
Don't get upset because it's already happening.
I'm telling you, I don't think people did their research because the parade happens right on the Missouri side of the state line. You know?
Yeah, I used to go down to Westport.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I assume if you live in Kansas City, Kansas, there's a good chance you're coming. You're going to KCMO for the parade.
You're probably staying at all the bars down there.
Okay.
There's probably I bet you there's a KCK parade.
Well, there must be because somehow they're ranked higher than KCMO, so whatever. This is ridiculous.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Hey. What's up? You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Why are you wearing a Back to the Future shirt in there?
It's a fish shirt.
Oh, yeah. We've been over this.
Every time I wear it.
They say that these are all things that everybody has done. Everybody does or has done. But never discusses. Did you see this, Snow Cone?
I did not.
I think it originated on Reddit. I'm not sure. But things that we've all done, but we never talk about. I thought maybe it meant like we don't talk about it because it's embarrassing.
I'm sure we've talked about it.
No, so that's what I thought. It turns out these aren't things that you don't talk about because it's embarrassing. So like a stand-up finds a way to tell a funny joke about it, and you realize, oh, we all do that. These are literally things that you do, but that they claim everyone does. But that you just don't discuss with people because there's no reason to discuss them.
Okay.
So I want to know if you guys have done every single thing that they say every single person has done. I think it's possible that Laszlo has not, a couple of them, but we'll see. Okay. You staring at a bad driver as you pass them to see if they stare back at you. You know, given that kind of angry glance.
Yep.
Everybody check. Okay, check.
If I pass them when they're in the left lane.
Yeah. Taking apart a pen and then putting it back together again. Just to take it apart and put it back together again.
Oh, yeah.
A million
times.
Pilot
G2, of
course. I've probably done it this week, right?
Well, okay. I haven't done it since I was in middle school.
Well, I'm messing with these damn pens all the time, I'm taking one apart not that long ago for sure. Call someone, those times that you've called someone, and you're secretly hoping that they don't pick up. Because you just want that missed call 100%. To show up and say, hey, I reached out.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a cell phone, though, now, because now what you can do is hit call, immediately hit end. It doesn't say how many times it rang on their phone.
Unless they see it.
But if they see it immediately, then you don't answer. Because this happens to someone that I know a lot. And I just say, I just rang and rang. Mm. Oh, that's weird. I only saw it ring one time. Mm. Get your phone checked. I don't know. Yeah, sorry. I was busy. Right after I made that call, I became very busy again.
Directly after it.
I had stuff to do, and if you didn't answer, then that was that. Okay, so we've all done all these things so far. Spend an entire day in waiting mode because you've got some sort of an appointment in the afternoon. So it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not really enough time to do anything, so you just kind of sit there and watch the clock.
Of course.
And wait until you got to do this thing at 2 o'clock. We've all done that, right?
I do it for work every day.
True. Yeah, no kidding. For us, that's work. When you swallow water weird and for some reason you get chest pain for a few minutes, like the bad chest pain.
Uh-huh.
I definitely get that.
I've had that.
Really?
I've had it come out my nose.
You've never taken a drink of something and then It's like there's air pocket or something, and then your chest hurts for a second.
You're not talking about that.
Right? No, it's like instantaneous. It feels like an air bubble, right? Snow cone, is that what you experience? And it's like it's trapped. Up here. Yeah, and it starts to slowly go down, and you get this like.
I've never felt that before.
Lazo's never had a headache.
Well, I've had a headache before.
You've said like you haven't, though.
Life. I'm aware of them.
But you said you don't.
You don't get hungover. I don't think they're like what you. I don't think what I consider a headache is what you guys consider a headache.
You've never had a migraine, you said.
No, right? I've never had that. And I've had like sharp pains like go through my head. Like,
but it's quick. You've never been hungover either, right?
Well, yeah, but of course I have. But I don't get hungover.
Okay, so
that's a dream.
I mean, I've had that's enough. Dream, right. I mean, I had enough booze to where if I throw up and. Then yeah, I feel horrible the next day. But like, just going out and getting hammered, I'm gonna wake up. I'll wake up and be like, I could be tired because I stayed up too late, and I would be like, you know, I've never tasted water before.
Right, doesn't your
I'm so thirsty. Yeah, dry. Yeah. But never like I just gotta lay on the couch and nah, I don't feel like that. I feel okay.
And
get me up, get some coffee. I'm fine. Pound some water. I'm good.
Just to be clear, your headaches that you're talking about is a quick shooting pain.
Yeah, I want to say not a constant. Like I will. I've had constant kind of droning headache. Like if I'm sick with the flu or something.
Okay.
Like I've felt
okay.
it.
Okay.
Take an aspirin, it goes away. Like I've never had one that like won't. Like if I take. To Advil, that won't just disappear. I've never had one where I'm like, I can't function.
Okay.
Or this hurts. Like, it feels like I know I have a head.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm aware of this head, and it's kind of, it hurts.
But it's not making you want to die.
No.
Yeah. Because to me,
never
that's
had
I
it.
Or like, I need
I've
to go to a hospital.
I've had sharp shooting pains that are like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Someone hit you with an ice pick, and then it comes back
those.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what about this? You go to make pasta, angel hair, spaghetti, whatever. And because you're no good at measuring pasta, or because you're being lazy, you end up making about 15 servings of pasta because you pour too much in the pot.
Yeah. Well, I do that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is sort of an accident. I always look at it.
I never make an accident.
Okay, how much for
thing.
Two people? And then I grab some, like, this is probably enough, and then it ends up being 15 servings. They make those
little
things.
All together.
So yours isn't on accident.
No, I make the full box. Just make the full box.
The whole box of spaghetti. Just cook it all
at
once.
Yeah, there's three of us making it at once. Save it. If someone wants to eat some later, great. If not, okay.
Okay. When you walk into a room, but you forget what you went in there to do, so you stand there frozen, and you feel kind of like a video that's buffering. You know, you just stop in the room, and you're thinking, why did I come in here? Everyone, I do that every day. Do you do that?
No.
You're thinking about it. You don't maybe do that?
No, I don't think I'd come in and just stand there.
You never walk into
I
a bedroom
things.
And go like, why did I come in this bedroom?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. No, yeah. Say like,
do you go in
like,
there to get a charge like, or something? You forget why
you're
in there?
Yeah, I forget to go to you know my bedroom. Like, I must have left my phone in there. Then I walk in. I'm like, why? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't feel like I just stand there, though, for like...
I will definitely stop in my tracks and go, why did I come in here?
Like my control.
And I'll look around like, wait a second. Do you do that, Snow Cone?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So far... All of these, except Lazo doesn't get the chest pain ever
they
when he takes a drink.
They say there's a scientific reason for that, by the way. When
for
you're
what?
Your brain is...
Oh, when you forget?
Open the door and walk into a different room. I read somewhere your brain's wired to, you know, kind of change ideas, thoughts, when you open up a door and go into a different room. So what you were thinking about in the hallway may change if you had to open up the door to go in.
So once like it wipes
your brain,
it.
Like,
now loading bedroom.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Whenever you... Now, this is when I thought... I don't think Lazo's done this. Again, these are supposedly things that everyone has done, but we just don't ever talk about. Whenever you think that you've found the perfect spot around a campfire, but the smoke continues to just blow into your face.
Constantly follows me.
Oh, well, Lazo has a fire pit. I was thinking you'd maybe never done a campfire before because you hate camping so much.
Of course.
So I thought maybe it's possible that you'd never set
there's like,
in
you're
the
supposed
spot.
To say something.
When you sit in the smoke spot?
Yeah, there's like some sort of, you know, spell you can give it.
I hate campfires. When I was a kid, that's how we drank underage. We'd go out to my friend's, his grandparents had a lot of land, and we would go out there and we would, you know, just park our trucks down there in the woods and build a campfire, and then we would sleep in our cars. So I associate that smell of stale campfire smoke with being extremely hungover. Remember the air freshener wrapper story? I mean, that was one of those nights. That next day when I drove my girlfriend home after losing our virginity together... I think she lost hers. She said she did. I know I'd lost mine. We both smelled like stale campfire smoke. We both had just lost our virginity in a very unromantic way. And we had to drive all the way back to the house smelling like that campfire smoke. So I associate it with like...
I like the smell.
Wicked hangovers. I know. That's what most people... Brooke loves it. Like, I feel like most people like that smell of campfire. I got bad bad associations with it. Okay, when you briefly talk to someone at a work thing, a party, something back in 2009, and you become friends with them on Facebook ever since, and now you still see them on Facebook, and you're like, man, I met that guy one time at some event. The truth is, when I get on Facebook, I kind of I'm searching for someone. Like I'll go, I don't scroll. I could.
I'll open it to try and find.
I'm trying to see what's this girl look like. Yeah. Who is this person? I'm supposed, this guy just messaged me. Do I know who he is? Maybe go to Marketplace. So I only ever see the top posts that someone has posted. So I don't even know who my friends are. The weirdest thing that ever happened to me with the friend Snow Cone. You know that story about me meeting that girl in Europe. And we become Facebook friends. And then I meet a girl in Austin, Texas, and we become Facebook friends. And later on, I find out that they're mutual friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Spanish girl and the Texas girl are mutual friends, and both of them were romantic one-night stories. I mean, that's like that's a glitch in the Matrix, Lazo.
It shouldn't work.
There's no way that's possible. No. There's 7 billion people on Earth.
And just put Texas and Europe together.
Texas and right, Texas and Spain. Now, I had a romantic encounter like that twice in my life. Two times.
And they knew each other.
And they happened to effing know each other somehow and be friends on Facebook. I'm still friends with them on Facebook, by the way.
Followed by the FBI or something.
I do like to look at the... I'll go check on the Spanish girl sometimes. Them. Okay, I'll look for her. When you decide that you need to make a list for a grocery run, you get there and you wander around and realize, I didn't bring a list, I didn't write my list, I didn't keep it in my phone, whatever it is. And so you just wander around trying to remember what you need.
I don't ever make a list.
I make a list on my phone, like on my screen, on my Android phone. You know, I write it out, and then as I go through, I just cross it. I do, but you know me. Like, if Brooke, if I say I'm going to the grocery store, and she says, we need these things, you know if I don't have it written down. You guys can guess. I'm not coming home with that.
Yeah, I used to have to try to make a list when I was married, because I always get the wrong things to get yelled at.
I just forget stuff.
I just remember part of that, too. And guys, you'll know this. Maybe women go through it, too, but probably not. But guys, you'll know. It's like, one of the things I knew, you know, years before it was over, that this has got to be over. Two different times. One time, my ex sent me to the grocery store to get rolled oats. And I just stood in front of the oats section and was like, none of these say roll, man.
I love this story.
And I'm just staring at it. I know, like, it's just going to be a horrible fight. And I can't figure out. None of them, they just say oats. Why don't they say rolled oats?
Quick oats. And regular oats.
Steel cut oats.
Oh, they're steel cut. That's the one. Irish steel cut.
What is rolled oats? I asked like two different women, are these rolled oats? And they're like, yeah, this is rolled oats. I'm like, why doesn't it say rolled oats on it? And she's like, they don't say it. This is the rolled oats. And I'm like, it's not going to be.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
It's not going to be adequate. I don't really want to fight about rolled oats, but here we go.
But they did end up being rolled and she wasn't mad, right? That's how the story ends, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think really I got the rolled oats and it was fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I just remember thinking like,
I don't want to go home.
I don't want to go home. Like, we're just going to fight about rolled oats. And the other one was, I think she wanted like black bean soup from Panera. And I went in there and they were like, yeah, we don't make that on Tuesdays or something. I'm like,
oh no.
You're going to have to.
I'm like, can you?
Listen, lady.
They're like, we don't have it. I'm like, we only have it on Mondays and Thursdays. I'm like,
give it to me cold.
I don't. What do I do?
Just being like, totally stressed?
I can't, just
circle
so,
the block a million times.
So stressed.
That's a bad relationship.
And just like, I know this is going to lead to an argument. I can't do anything right. Of course they have it. You know, I like, just staring at the Panera like, yeah.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. And I remember one time she ordered it somewhere on vacation. And that wasn't the black bean soup, but it was something. We were in Disney, and people were getting tired of the Disney food, right? Like, you know, you have that meal plan or whatever. I'm like, yo, I'll go out into Orlando and bring stuff back. You know what I mean? And she wanted something, man. They didn't have it. And I was with my mom, was in the car, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. She's like, what's wrong? Just get her whatever. I'm like, yeah, boy, that's not going to work.
You don't understand. So, yeah, that's a bad sign.
Those are big times where, you know, times where I'm like, you know.
That's a bad sign.
This is
if you're nervous, and I know Lazo's not joking. I've known him a long time. He told me those stories when they happened, and it's like, if you're really feeling that way, that's a bad sign, you know. By the way,
I'm not saying her fault, my fault, whatever. I'm just telling you how I felt.
The two of you,
I felt like there's no way this is just going to be horrifying.
Are rolled oats just any type of oatmeal oats? Is that
no?
There's no way to know, snow cone? Because
no,
I've heard this story before. I think like quick oats, regular, they're all rolled oats, aren't they? I don't know. The final thing it says we've all done, and yes, because I literally did it this morning. You wake up, you got to pee. I don't know if women do this. You got to pee, but you're too lazy to get up and go to the bathroom. You want to fall back asleep, but you got to pee too bad. Your bladder's too full to fall back asleep, so you just lay there having to pee for a long time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I did it this morning.
Every day.
I was watching Drive to Survive, and I was like, I'm not moving. Just forget it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Do you think that you were raised right? Like, you think your parents
think
did a good job? And do you look around at people and often think these people weren't raised right? Because I feel like that's only natural. But the internet, you know, and their infinite wisdom says, look, we know all the red flags if a person wasn't raised right. If people do these things, then there was something wrong with their upbringing. Now, there's obvious ones. If you want to pick, like, the most obvious sign that someone wasn't raised perfectly, there were some problems at home, is if they're racist. If you meet a kid who is racist, you knew, like, oh, your parents are racist, right? And I know we've said this before, but people of color have no idea. You think it's bad.
No, you have no idea how racist.
You have no idea how racist white people are when you're not around. And I think a lot of them will say, no, 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 it's not racism. I'm just, you know, pointing something out. And you hear it and go, no.
No, I think.
That was racist, buddy.
I think black people would say, well, we know you're racist. And I'm like, you don't know how racist people are. You don't.
It's worse than you think.
Yeah.
I do think it's gotten better.
Whatever you think it is, it's worse.
I do think it's gotten better.
We're in certain circles.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be my bubble. I feel like that stuff when I was a kid.
Well, I told you, I'm one of my buddies said that, I think in college, we were talking about it. And it just hit me. I was like, racism isn't as bad as it was, you know, before.
Yeah.
He's like, that's just because you're good old white folk, man.
Yeah.
But you surround, if anybody said anything racist, you wouldn't hang out with them.
Yeah.
So now you've gotten to this age where your friends, maybe an off-color joke, once in a blue moon, that you might even say in front of me, right?
Yeah.
You know, so here's this, but there's no ill intent or anything, and anybody who had ill intent outside of humor, you wouldn't hang out with them. So now you just hang out with a bunch of people who
are like-minded.
Yeah, like-minded, and you're like, well, I don't know anybody racist.
Right.
Like, because you don't hang out with them. I'm like, oh, you're right, that makes sense.
For sure. But you can still, of course, encounter them, And usually when you encounter them,
it's like people you don't know that well, and you're like, oh, damn.
And they a lot of times, I think, would say, no, I'm not racist. You're like, dude, I don't think you would have said that if this group looked a little different. Right. But whatever. So that's the obvious one, right? Somebody's racist, young or old. I mean, how many racist adults are there in the world whose parents weren't racist at all? That number has got to be very small.
Well, yeah.
Now, I think there's those guys that don't have any friends, and they live in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, and they see there's a white nationalist group looking to recruit, and like, hey, I can find some friends, so they get some boots and laces.
Probably some outside interest, right?
But I think their parents are probably pretty racist, too.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there, a racist adult, whose parents are just disgusted because they were so not racist.
Right.
But I think it's usually something that's handed down, right? One of the things I saw on this list of red flags that people weren't raised
right. I think the progress is if you see someone younger, you know what I mean? Like a kid say something where you're like, man, that's racist, and they don't realize it's racist because they're not even thinking in the world of racism.
Well, that's what I mean. When we were kids, I felt like it happened a lot. They didn't think that they were being racist.
Yeah.
And you go, well, no, that's, you know.
No, but like they don't even understand the trope.
Like
if you're like in a Jewish neighborhood, you're like, God damn, man, these people all look like they got money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yo.
What are you saying?
You can't say that. And they're like, why?
Yeah.
Because they don't even know the trope of what it is of money in, right? So it's crazy.
It happened.
Like, that's when you're like, oh, okay, like, we are making progress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it happened with me over the weekend. My nephew said something. We were walking the dogs, and there's like a yard sign for someone who did construction or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I don't like that name. And I looked at the name, and I was like, And he was like, you know, it's like German, probably. I don't like German. I was like, okay, well, let's just be careful there. You know, he has no idea. But in my mind, I'm thinking there's a very good chance that that's a Jewish family. You know what I mean?
I remember when Yiro was really little, and we were in like a Barnes & Noble, man. He was like 3 or 4. And he was playing, with this young black kid, right? And they were in this area. And he goes, yo, your face is dirty. And
I remember
I paused, and like I could see his grandmother was there, and she puts down her book. And like everybody's, and I know at this point they're looking at you got a racist dad?
Well, who's the parent? Dad? Who's
and
the
I'm
parent?
Like, no. And the kid goes, oh, no, I'm black. And my kid goes, oh, sweet, I'm a purple monkey. And they just kept playing. And I saw the grandmother look at me, look at the kids, and put the book back up. Like, yeah, okay.
In a perfect world, that would be all the introduction and the end of it right there. You never have to discuss it again. No. That's how it should work.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Now it's over. You're a toddler. You saw it. It's over.
Exactly. That's what I said. People like, I remember, you know, my cousin, I remember, man, we were young, but, you know, I was with her, and we went to a buffet for, like, Easter or something, and there was a black family next to us, and they guys, you know, she was two or something. I'm guessing that's what year it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing he'd probably only seen 10 people in his life outside of me and his family, you know? Like,
yeah.
He just wasn't going out very often, and these this black family walked up to the buffet, and she goes, they're black. And I go, yeah. And she's like, there's, like, a pause, and I go, some people are black. And, like, it hit her. She goes, oh, okay.
Right.
To me, that's the curb of racism.
That should be the end.
That's it, because I get it, man. When you see something, you, for the first time, you're at Barnes & Noble or at a buffet or something, you see something like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
What is that? And then somebody goes, oh, yeah, some people are black, some people are white. Yeah. Some people are all different colors. You know, you only saw white people because you're two, and there's really only white people in this house.
Yeah.
And every TV show you watch is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, like, yeah. And then that's it. Like, racism at that point should be over. Like, yeah. I don't get it. I feel the same way. Like, you know, oh, look, those two dudes kissed. Yeah. Some dudes love each other. Some women love each other. Some men and women love each other. Oh, that's weird. Not really. It happens. Okay.
Gotcha.
Like, that, like, the curb of racism is real. It's a step. It's a real small step. And if that's still hanging you up 30 years later, it's like, what are you doing?
I mean, it's when I was a kid, the house that we lived in, we were, you know, it was majority black neighborhood. And our neighbors across the street, his name was, oh God, my brother's going to get mad at me because I know we called him brother. And I know that sound, now that sounds racist, but that's right. What we called him. He was an older guy. He had this conversion van, right? Like a sweet, not a minivan, the sweet conversion van that had the full bed that would fold down. So every time my family took a vacation, he loaned us this van. And we got to drive his van around the country. Like, my dad was very close with this guy. So the neighbors that we had were black. You know, like the kids that were my age. And there were a couple white kids down the street, too. But it's, so you move, and we moved to this other much whiter part of town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really start to learn about racism. Now you're segregated. Now right. You go to a school where there's far less diversity. And suddenly you start to learn about racism. Because if you're a little kid and you're just around people of color, different people of different colors, it's not a thing. I mean, unless your parents are flying swastikas or something.
But it's still at some point a thing.
Yeah.
You see it the first time at some point.
Yeah. Well, and I would say for me, though, the weird thing was that probably the first thing, the introduction was being in an all-white school, mostly white school, and the black kid is now talked about as the black kid. You know, you're oh, okay. And it's just, I don't know how we get rid of it, but obviously racism is the number one thing. But there's other things that people can do. So they say if a guy doesn't hold the door open for someone who's right behind him, then there's a good chance that he wasn't
racist. You know, we were talking about that. You know, it's interesting. I told you the other day, and I'm like, you know, is this anti-Semitism? Is it not? You know, not with too many details, but my kid was wearing I got him the Israel World Baseball Classic batting gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, put it on with the plate. One of the coaches was like, take those off.
Maybe he thought he was taking a stance on the Palestine versus Israel thing.
He's
like, let's not get political.
There was a part of me that was like, okay. I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
That's super weird.
Right.
For an adult to do that?
Yeah, why?
I mean, unless there's some rule that says they all have to be
black. But they have other kids, like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's like, it's a leave the religion out of it, and he doesn't realize that Israel's a country. You know what I mean? Because there's other kids with, like, Dominican gloves or, you know, whatever. So I'm like, well, you know, all right, whatever.
That seems odd. Unless he's just worried about the protests and everything that's going on right now. That still seems kind of odd, though.
No.
They say if someone makes fun of someone after that person walks away, I would say we are all guilty of that. I mean, look, I wasn't raised perfect.
Yeah.
I like to make fun of people when they walk away. And I like to not know what people are saying about me. Because I make fun of people when they walk away, I really don't want to hear what people are saying about me when I walk away. Because in my mind, when someone walks away, that's the opportunity for people to talk about all the things they hate about that person that just walked away. I mean, I've been doing that since I was a kid. My friends did it. I remember girls that I dated would be like, your friends are worse than girls. You guys just complain about people when they leave. But we also did complain to their face. So I don't know if that makes a difference, because we would also call them names to their face. So.
I don't really make fun of people when they walk away. I know you're saying we've all done that, but...
We do. You and I do it. We do
really?
It. Oh, yeah. If Snow Cone were to leave right now, we'd make fun of him.
But that's
no problem.
Snow Cone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think this is like not making fun. I think this is making fun of people you don't know that well.
Well, okay, we got some guy working.
Fun of Snow Cone or whatever. I'm sure you guys bust my balls when I walk away. We're friends.
But
I think that's different than...
But some guy at work who's got a nickname, right, and we meet him, and then he walks away, and you know he gets in his Mustang or whatever. We definitely make fun of him. We've made fun of people. I'm not saying we're the worst, but we definitely do it. They also said people who are raised in a household where everyone uses kind of mean jokes towards one another. They're very defensive. And I thought Laszlo's kind of described it as being his. And my in-laws do that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how they are. They're always kind of busting each other's balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like, oh, you're an idiot.
Well,
my mom
and my aunt, Jesus, man. Like, you have to, like, you know, you have to have thick skin. Like, I grew up like that.
Yeah.
It was always... busting balls, like, and it's constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I told you, I think, like, the first thing they said, I think it was Christmas, you know. My aunt comes up, she's from Texas, and she's got, like, cowboy boots on with whatever she's on, and my mom's like, oh, you know, Merry Christmas, Shania. Like, that's it. Like, there's no, like, hey, you look nice, make her, whatever, just makes fun of the way she's dressed. My mom's got, like, a black sweater, button-up sweater on.
Okay.
And my aunt's like, oh, really? I'll have the beef and noodles. Like, she's a waitress. Like, and that's where it starts, and it just keeps going. It doesn't end.
Yeah. That's what you've told me before. That's how my in-laws are, too. It's the same kind of thing. Another one that I did think was a good indicator is if somebody steals. If they steal stuff from the store, not like maybe taking two things of donuts instead of one at the checkout, but if you steal from someone and they say, you know, if someone steals from somebody else, if someone has a problem with just stealing in general, but especially if they steal from someone and you know that they stole something from someone, even the worst might be someone that you know, but either way, they're stealing stuff, that's a sign that something's... Yeah. I agree. I was never a klepto.
No.
The first time I really started stealing was when they introduced the self-checkouts, and I got kind of angry about it.
Yeah.
And I don't steal that much from that thing. I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I did. We joke around about it, but I don't need to get caught. If I get banned from Aldi, dude, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I won't be able to survive
anymore. Can't really steal anything good from Aldi. You say you steal stuff from there all the time.
You can steal steaks and stuff like
you
that.
You can't because they put the little...
It doesn't matter. When you go out and it beeps, the guy just looks at you and goes, have a nice day. Because you've got a receipt in your hand for Mambas, even though you took a box full of strips. You know what I mean?
I never tried that. It always says this will go off, so I just assumed.
Yeah, I also know where the strip is.
No, I have had it go off on me before when I've scanned it
at
Aldi, and they have said that. Keep going.
Yeah, they just say keep going because I think it happens so often. And then, of course, if somebody's a bully, good sign they weren't raised right. I think someone's a bully, it's just that they're insecure, and I don't know if that's always their parents' fault. It can be, for sure. You hear the classic story of the bully in movies is that, you know, the dad's a dick, he's heavy-handed, whatever, so the kid takes it on other people. I think sometimes those kids are just really insecure.
Yeah.
And I don't know that maybe that's their parents' fault, but maybe it's not. You know, maybe it's just who they are as they're growing up. I think a lot of people bully in different ways. It's not just the big classic movie bully who's going around pushing kids into lockers. I think girls do it to one another.
There's a bully in Bomb Pop's like class who's getting better, but we found out he has like three older brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's the baby. So, he gets picked on, so he comes to school and picks on kids.
Exactly.
It's also like, you know, I think sometimes people thought it is how you're raised to some degree. Because I think people when I was younger, real young, like Bomb Pop's age probably, you know, thought I was a little bit of a bully, but I grew up in a house where people just busted each other's balls.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I never felt like I was really making fun of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But other people,
and they
that
would
does
say
not
they
happen in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very sensitive to it. And then, you know, my parents would have to talk to me like, hey, you know, I'm like, what? But I found later on that I really got along with more people who could, because it doesn't bother me if you bust my balls. You know that about me. I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. I can laugh at myself. Because I've been made fun of my entire life.
Right.
And so I find that I get along with people who can bust balls and take a ball busting a lot better. And if I'm hanging out with you and I say something that I think's funny, not mean, but funny, right? Then I'm like, and you're sensitive to it. I'm like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's people, Brooke asked me not that long ago, were you a bully? And I said, I'm sure there are kids that I went to school with that would say I bullied them at some point. And hopefully in that moment, I thought we were busting each other's balls, but they felt
I never did it. I feel bad about it sometimes, but I'm like, I never did that out of malice. Like, I never was, you know, to me it was trying to be funny. And like, including you in on the joke, just not make fun of you.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, oh, this is funny.
I mean, you guys talk about me and Poor Mike. I did get in a fight with Poor Mike, but he started it, and I did not come up with the name Poor Mike. I call him Poor Mike now, but at the time, I just called him Mike, okay? Except behind his back, I maybe called him Poor Mike. And then the final things show that you weren't raised right. Littering, like throwing trash out your car window. When I see that, you don't throw McDonald's trash out your car window, do you? You take a bag of McDonald's trash and drop it out the window on the street?
No, not that big, but I do litter.
Like, you'll throw a cup out the window?
A receipt.
I mean, that's not, you know...
I'll crumble up a receipt, especially if I'm driving through. I'm like, I don't need a receipt, and they're like, you should take it anyway, because I don't know, they don't want to throw it out. So I'll be like, all right, I'm like, come on, there you go.
The people who throw the McDonald's stuff out, not treating animals with respect. I don't think that's necessarily a sign that you weren't raised right. I think it could be a sign that you're.
Why
a sociopath.
Is the littering more to you than the stealing?
What do you mean? I'm just not more.
Just the way that you responded to theft.
I haven't known a lot of...
And then litterers.
I haven't known a lot of kleptos. I mean, there were girls at my school, they talked about stealing jeans. The only friends I had that stole stuff were some roommates in college, and that was brief. So my friends didn't steal stuff. I wasn't around a lot. And I also wasn't around litterers a lot. So when I see a car in front of me roll its window down and drop
McDonald's. It just seemed to me like you were more exasperated.
It makes me so angry.
It seemed like you were more exasperated with the litterers than you were the thieves.
I definitely, because I see the littering. You know what I mean?
And I hate thieves. And I hate it. I hate litterers.
I hate seeing that trash being thrown out of the car. It's just a
totally
like,
set of light, and it's just so, they don't care at all.
It's just like, we're not sharing this space. It's all for me.
It drives
me insane. That's the impression I get from that person.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo. Well, before we leave, I do have a little true crime update for you guys. I only do it because Laszlo's such a true crime.
Well, I want to stop because somebody did send a thing that things that people hate that is the shopping cart.
Oh, that
well,
you signed
you
weren't
one
raised
more
right?
time.
It's not true.
Just leave the shopping. So don't put it in the spot. If there's a place to put it up where it's not in the way, but you leave it away from the corral, you're doing the person who gets the carts a favor. They get to go outside and pick up all the carts, which means they get to walk further away. It's like, sometimes I'm like, you guys don't get what you haven't done. Your privilege is showing. You haven't had to go
privilege
out
is
there.
Privilege showing because you put your cart away.
Because you don't have, you don't understand
you
the guy who gets to go
away,
out
so
there and do it.
Your privilege is showing.
Yeah, because you guys don't understand that you get to walk from one end to the other side and have a cigarette break when that happens. You guys haven't worked in big retail places with carts. The greatest part of my day, some of those days, was like, hey, go get the carts. And you're like, yes, there's one all the way on the other side of the parking lot.
I'm going to do some research.
I get to have a smoke.
I'm
going
to go to 10 different stores and ask the people if they prefer it or not. Because there's no way they prefer that.
I have to, every time I say it, I get messages from people like, man, I work at, you're right. I get to walk all the way down the side, smoke a little bit of my joint, and then walk back.
Yeah,
just telling you.
I refuse to believe that.
Well, you, okay. But
I never had the job.
Right.
To your credit.
My favorite part of it was that. My favorite part was being able to walk across the street, keep walking, and your boss being like, man, someone left a cart all the way down. Same thing with retail. If they say you're walking with something and you don't buy it,
and then
you should
set
put
on
it
the
back,
shelf.
Put it back to where you went and got it from. Right? Don't just set it where you are.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as the cart.
I'm going to do a snow cone survey.
I hated picking up stuff. I worked at Joann's. I hated picking up stuff people left behind and having to put it back on the shelf.
Oh,
and
see,
leave
I loved
zone.
It.
I hated it.
When I worked
I mean,
at Marshall's, they were like, at the end of the thing, it was like, do your
zoning.
Do your zoning, do your section. I'd be like, this is great. I get to walk all the way over to the lady's shoes and grab like this, whatever, this basketball.
See,
and
for
walk
me,
all the way back. That's just wasted time.
Yeah, for me, I got to go home when it was done, and I wanted to go home. So I guess if you're wanting the hours, then it's good that they left this up.
Right, and it's like the easiest thing about doing it is all you have to do is walk.
Yeah,
if I'm not walking, you're going to tell me to go clean something. I don't want to do that.
I just
if I get to walk around the store, if they say, what are you doing? And I say, oh, I'm walking around, you know, bringing the stuff back to my zone. Great. Really, all I'm doing is walking around.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Laszlo. If you put your card away, your privilege is showing. I got a true crime update for you here in just a second, and then before we leave.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So there is a bit of a update in the big true crime story that Snow Cone is so obsessed with. Because Snow Cone, if you don't know, he gets hyper-focused on things. For a while, it was Kanye West. I mean, the Kanye West thing got him on, like, MSNBC and stuff.
Rolling
talked about
Stone, New York Times.
Rolling Stone, everywhere. And then he became hyper-focused on Taylor Swift's dating life for a while, dating the guy from... Maddie from, what's the name of that band? The 1975, that guy.
Yep.
And you became very obsessed with that. Then you became obsessed with Koberger and the college murders in Idaho.
Correct.
And that has been your obsession ever since. It's very hard to get you
I've
open.
I've kind of fallen out of it, but I do hyperfixate.
How fall out of it? You texted me 2 nights ago, oh my God, going through all these texts. I mean, I know it's stuff we already know, but it's just crazy to actually see it in writing.
Well, they'd released text messages. There was new stuff. I haven't fallen as closely as I used to.
Okay.
But I will be soon because the trial's in August.
Yeah. You know more about it than just about anybody, except maybe the lawyers that are involved with the case. I'll say that. Or people who make a living doing YouTube videos about it.
I know a lot about it.
You're up there. You also think Koberger was framed, right?
That I do not.
Oh, you think he's guilty. Lazlo thinks he was framed.
No, I don't think he was framed.
I believe he's
a I think they just got the wrong guy.
You think they got the wrong guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what framed is. Like, framed to me means like I picked Snow Cone to get in trouble for this murder before any of it happened. I don't think that's the case. Like, I don't think they picked him. I think they got him. He was some sort of suspect because of something, and then they just focused on him.
Well,
I think that's different than framed. I think in my head it is.
Yeah,
I
feel like framed is planting evidence.
Yeah, planting evidence to prove it's you.
Yeah.
And now you could be planting evidence to prove it's him, but I don't think they went in with that motive that we are going
Correct.
To get Koberger. Like you would if you were framing, you know, somebody on
Correct.
Purpose.
All that said, I want him to have a fair trial.
Well, it sounds to me like his defense now is I was framed, like actually framed.
Yeah, prosecutors say that it appears Brian Koberger's defense team is going to make the case that he could have been framed in the murders. According to a legal filing, prosecutors say Koberger's lawyers are planning to argue that the knife sheath that had Koberger's DNA on it that was found at the home where the killings occurred could have been planted by the real perpetrator.
Okay, what do you say to that, Snow Cone? They planted the knife sheath with his DNA on it to frame him.
So that means they're going to take his cell phone to the house for 26 times in the months leading up to it.
Snow Cone, they stuck a knife sheath with his DNA on it at the crime scene.
So they'd also took his phone and traveled to the house 26 times.
That goes back to what Lazo was saying. They thought, this guy looks interesting because he was over there a lot. Yeah, but we don't have any evidence that he did it. Well, let's take a knife sheath, rub his DNA on it.
So the cops are the ones who framed him.
Yeah, who else would frame him?
I don't know.
The survivors? No, they don't know who
he is. Well, you didn't say who they're going to argue.
They're going to say the cops.
I think you're wrong there, Slim.
Who else would frame him?
Well, it just says, but I plan to argue a trial that evidence against him could have been planted at the crime scene by the real killer.
Right. Oh, by the
they're
real killer.
They're not saying, in your story, that's what they said, too, by the perpetrator. They're not
by
saying
the real
cops.
Killer.
So in that case, they had to take his cell phone, too, then, over the months leading up to it, and constantly go to that house.
What if they just thought it was his cell phone because they got confused? And it was actually the murderer's cell phone.
Okay, well, we're just talking in ridiculous hypothetical.
So you think he's guilty? You think they got plenty of evidence?
I personally believe so, but he deserves a fair trial, obviously.
And you think he's guilty because he was wearing gloves to put his trash away and hiding all of his DNA in Ziploc bags?
I think there's a ton of evidence.
Some people do take their candy wrappers and put them in Ziploc bags before they put them in the trash.
There's a mountain of circumstantial evidence, and I think the knife sheath with his DNA on it is pretty dangerous.
If I sat at home wearing latex gloves and every time I ate food, I put the wrappers into little Ziploc bags
and
then put it in the trash.
His cell phone was there 26 times over the months leading up to it.
He wore rubber gloves and puts up in Ziploc bags. He's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The reason I keep bringing it up is because no one does that. No one eats sour Skittles with rubber gloves and then puts the trash in a Ziploc bag
and
then double bags that in another bag and then starts putting bleach on everything. To me, that's about as much circumstantial evidence as you need.
Right.
They already had this guy as a suspect. Then they're like, hey, let's just talk to him. He's a person of interest.
On top of the
actual
of real evidence, like the knife sheath and
which
the cell
came
phone
later.
Going there constantly.
He was just a person of interest. And
he
they
went
go
back
there.
The next morning at 7 a.m., you know, to see, I assume, if the cops were there or what. But
he was putting his trash in Ziploc bags before he put it into the other trash bags. The guy did it. I'm sorry.
I believe so.
He's about as guilty as they come. Lazo says...
I'm not sold yet.
Not
I
sold.
Mean, hey,
needs more
I'm, hey, you know what? I'm not. I'm a. At least I think Snow Cone can be a little bit open-minded as opposed to you. I'm not ready to just put this guy in jail.
There's no reasonable doubt. I don't have any reasonable doubt.
What you've just read is on the internet.
Right. If they present all that stuff in trial.
Exactly. So hold on a second. Let them present stuff in trial.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. That's it. That's a wrap. Send it to the archives. We're done.
That was good.
Guys, do anything fun tonight?
No, but hey, we have an interview tomorrow. Don't forget.
Yeah,
don't
forget. Remind me.
The Mormon guy?
I will.
Is it the Mormon guy tomorrow?
porn expert at BYU. So
because that would be, it's Friday, right? That would be the time that I, like,
yes,
at the gym. So you have to tell me. I wore mine here tonight instead of there.
Yes.
Or else if you don't, I won't have my phone. I mean, I'll miss it.
And thanks for the cherry coke today, Snow Cone.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, you guys have a good night. I'm excited about talking to this porn guy tomorrow.
Yeah.
See what
I told
to
you
say.
I heard him on a podcast. I thought he was, you know.
Yeah, I read some of that.
He's not like a funny guy, but he's I thought the stats that apparently he's been talking about.
Do we assume he's Mormon because he teaches at BYU?
I do, but maybe he's not. I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't think you have to be for sure.
I guess when I saw that it was a BYU study, I was like, oh, he's Mormon. But maybe that's inappropriate. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean anything.
We'll start off with that question tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what does it? Are you Mormon? We'll be able to tell if he's super nice.
Yeah,
if he's super nice, then we'll know. Like
that's the Mormon.
Yeah, he's probably Mormon.
All right, what's his name?
Ooh, you know what? That's a great question.
Well, there's Brigham Young.
I know him, and Steve,
I'll
yeah,
have
Steve
his,
Young
I'll
is
have
a great
it in
kid.
One second. Where's he at?
But you know Steve Young is a direct descendant of Brigham Young?
What?
That's why he went to BYU. Steve Young is a direct descendant of Brigham Young.
He is?
Brian Willoughby.
Isn't that crazy?
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Steve Young, Mormon, direct descendant from Brigham Young. Steve Young was like a great quarterback at Brigham Young. That's crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, it
That'd
is.
That'd be like, you know, like if you went to Slim Fast U and you were like the best.
Binky Baker.
Yeah. But if your name was Binky Baker.
Right.
Right.
So that's where the difference would be, Snow Cone. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
His name is Young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meaning.
Here comes
your
Young.
Your name would have to be Slim Fast Baker.
Right. It's like, here comes Harvard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the young kid from Ottawa or whatever, and he comes in and
Right. Really, right?
Yeah.
Good show, Steve Young. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.